When I read these two passages today, you notice something that's incongruous. It just doesn't make sense. The symbols do not make sense. Prisoners of hope. I've been to prison, fortunately on the right side of the window, but I've been there. I would not call it a hopeful place. So when he says, return to your strongholds, O prisoners of hope, it doesn't make much sense. And then you walk over to where Jesus was speaking, and he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We don't think of yokes as something pleasant. Yokes are what you put on beasts of burden so that they can walk in tandem with each other and plow fields. Burdens, when I talk about a burden to bear, I'm not talking about something pleasant. And yet the scripture twists those metaphors and makes them something wondrous. First, we'll start with the Old Testament. When the prophet was speaking, we read these words usually on Palm Sunday about the King of Peace coming into Jerusalem on a donkey and establishing peace in the kingdom. So you would think that when the prophet was reading this, when he was writing this, that it must have been during the inauguration of a great period in Israel's history. But we know the history. And it wasn't a great period. It wasn't a time of liberation. In fact, they were always under threat of occupation, always under threat of some marauding army coming in and taking over and destroying all that was built up. There was no peace on the horizon when the prophet wrote this. In fact, when he says he will cut off the chariot from Ephraim. Now, it's not talking about the beautiful village that we have here today. It's talking about the tribe of Ephraim from long ago. The people reading this must have scratched their heads because the tribe Ephraim had been destroyed 400 years prior to this word. The prophet, through the eyes of faith, saw something in the horizon that others could not fathom. And he wanted to encourage the people because most of the people were in despair. And when you're in despair, you throw up your hands and you say, nothing's going to work. Why bother? Why bother doing anything positive? Why bother thinking any good thoughts? Why bother praying? Because nothing's going to happen that's good. And the prophet, wanting to stir up the people, said, I see the King of Peace. And then he encourages his people. He said, return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. A stronghold is a fortified place. It's a place of absolute security. It means that you are encased in hope. And isn't it a wonderful thing that those of us who know the Lord are encased, are prisoners, not of despair, but of hope. And this is the message that we speak every time we get together. It's one of hope. It's one of peace. It's one that looks beyond the circumstances and sees something of hope and joy. The greatest evil in today's world is when good people are in such despair that we do nothing. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. When Jesus spoke about his yoke being easy and his burden light, we have to read the words he said before that. And before that, he was saying, you know what? I can't win. John the Baptist was a man of Spartan existence. So everybody said, he's nuts. He's a crazy man in the wilderness. I come along and I do all the wonderful social things that you're supposed to do. I eat and drink and you call me a glutton and a drunk. I don't think Jesus looked like the portrayals of him as tall and thin. I think he was kind of round and short. If you're eating and drinking, you're not going to be tall and thin. And he said, it's futile, isn't it? Whether people come one way or the other and speak the words of truth and hope, there's such futility in it. And then he says, now that's not true. He said, come to me, all who are weary and carrying burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. And I always had this mental image of Jesus putting on this yoke, and I always felt like this. And then I realized maybe that's not what it's talking about. Maybe the yoke, one end is me and the other end is Jesus. And I'm walking in tandem with Jesus. And that means that when someone treats me hatefully, I must respond with love and grace because I'm walking in tandem with Jesus. It means that when I see the evil in this world, I don't stop praying for peace because I'm walking in tandem with Jesus. It means that when someone gets ahead because they're unethical, I still maintain my integrity because I'm walking in tandem with Jesus. We are prisoners of hope and we walk in tandem with Jesus. One such person who walked this way was Martin Luther King Jr., and he had a wonderful speech, and some of you might remember the speech. It was called How Long, Not Long. And I love this speech. He had gone to the steps of the Alabama State House, and it was in 1965. Now, this man had to be a prisoner of hope, because on that journey of civil resistance and the civil rights movement, four little girls had been murdered in church. You remember that horrible story? People had been beaten by police officers. It was a terrible time in the South if you were a person of color. If you went to vote, you took your life in your hands. And yet he's standing on the courthouse of Alabama, a place that was steeped in segregation and racial hatred. And he was saying words of hope. But then he talked to his people and he said, I so plead with you this afternoon as we go ahead, remain committed to nonviolence. Our aim must never be to defeat or humiliate the white man, but to win his friendship and understanding. I know you are asking today, how long will it take? Somebody's asking, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men, darken their understandings, and drive bright-eyed wisdom from her sacred throne? Then he goes on to say, I come to say to you this afternoon, however difficult the moment, however frustrating the hour, it will not be long, because truth crushed to earth will rise again. How long? Not long, because no lie can live forever. How long? Not long, because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We, the people of God, are prisoners of hope. We need to work together. The worst thing we can do is throw up our hands in despair. Through the eyes of faith, God gives us a vision of the peaceable kingdom. And through the eyes of faith, God helps us to walk in tandem with Jesus, doing that which would be pleasing in Christ's sight. So tomorrow when you wake up, if God gives us another day of life and breath in our body, let's walk in tandem with Jesus. Let us pray. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then where'er you go, precious name. Oh, how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven, precious name. Oh, joy of heaven. Amen.